A reading from the book of Ecclesiastes. There is an appointed time for everything, and a time for everything under the heavens. A time to be born and a time to die. A time to plant and a time to uproot the plant. A time to kill and a time to heal. A time to tear down and a time to build. A time to weep and a time to laugh. A time to mourn and a time to dance. A time to scatter stones and a time to gather them. A time to embrace and a time to be far from embraces. A time to seek and a time to lose. A time to keep and a time to cast away. A time to rend and a time to sow. A time to be silent and a time to speak. A time to love and a time to hate. A time of war and a time of peace. And what advantage has the worker from his toil? I have considered the task that God has appointed for the sons of men to be busied about. He has made everything appropriate to its time, and has put the timeless into their hearts without man's ever discovering, from beginning to end, the work which God has done. I'll be honest with you, despite that great Pete Seeger song based on these words, the tune won't go out of my head, this reading bothers me. I'm not sure that I can agree with all the ideas behind it. He seems to be saying that God has a plan that will work its way out inexorably in the world, and that whatever we human beings do is not going to matter at all. There's no point in putting a huge effort into trying to change things. Our efforts will make no difference. It's all in God's hands. Just sit back and enjoy life. Well, I find that hard to take. That concept locks us into a passive reception of our world and our heritage of creation, as if creation was a one-off event. Completed, unchangeable. I find it hard to believe that God would make us human beings in God's image and then give us no part to play in the life of the world in which we're to live. I find it more useful to think of creation as a continuing process in which God calls forth life, inviting us human beings to participate in that process, but in freedom. In other words, we have an ongoing task in the universe to act as co-creators with God, or, if we so choose, to act as destroyers. And at times these days we seem to act more like destroyers. And yet, Christians, Jews, Muslims all believe that God has a plan for this wondrous universe that God has made. Do we believe that a loving God has a purpose behind the universe? And do we humans have a part to play in that purpose in cooperation with God? Humans tend to be preoccupied with time. We have timetables for everything. We have alarm clocks and church bells and calendars and work punches. Even Jesus spoke of the time for the harvest, and he had to admonish his disciples that his time had not yet come. And certainly there are patterns that we cannot ignore in this world, including patterns of time, seasons, birth and death, awake and asleep, tides and geologic time scales, and there's a sense of purpose in all of this, a sense of a divine plan operating, even if we don't fully understand it. However, the pattern mentioned by Ecclesiastes seems to involve love and hate, war and peace, seeking and losing. There's no sense of a loving God in all this. The only way I can make sense of it is to return to that reminder that God invites us to share in the creative task but the invitation always comes in freedom. We can say yes or no, peace or war, love or hate, if we wish. It's our choice. Choice, an attribute of God, and an attribute of us humans too. There's a hymn I like to sing sometimes, written by an Australian, Peter Kearney. The refrain goes like this: we didn't think that kind of man would be at the heart of God's plan, a lowly loser in ragged clothes, the man God chose. Who is the one chosen by God? Is it me? Is it you?